1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. If you still need elements, would you raise your hand? And all right, I think everybody has them. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." The good news is that Jesus went to the cross of Calvary for you and for me. The good news is that he died, he shed his blood, his body was broken for you and for me. The good news is that he was put in a tomb. He took all the punishments of hell and death for us. But the good news is God said it's finished, it's enough, and he raised him from the dead. The good news is Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father and is on the throne. And the Bible tells us the good news is he ever lives to pray for, make intercession for his saints. How many are glad in this room that Jesus is praying for you this morning? So we come and do this in remembrance of him. Now, if there's any difficulties in relationship with someone here, take care of it and then participate. If there's difficulty with anyone who's not here, make a covenant before the Lord to take care of it as soon as you can. But if you've already tried to reach out and make things right with that person, the Bible says as much as is possible, live at peace with all men. Some people don't want to have peace. You're not responsible for what they do or don't do with you. You're simply responsible for your part before the Lord, right? Isn't that good news? All right. So if there is any of that, make that commitment to take it before the Lord, and then let's participate in communion this morning. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we get to do this in remembrance of you. What a joy. The Eucharist celebration. Lord, it's a somber yet sacred yet joyful remembrance. Joyful because we're free. We don't have to go through this ourselves. Jesus, we thank you for your body broken for us. Let's participate together and eat the bread. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for how good you are. Thank you for your body broken for us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise. Now, Lord, as we participate in the fruit of the vine, we do so in remembrance of you, and we remember your blood shed for us. We don't take it lightly, we don't take it tritely, but we do receive you with full thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. Let's receive the fruit of the vine together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O Jesus, for being so good. Thank you for bearing our sins, our punishments, our sicknesses, our griefs, our sorrows. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being raised from the dead. Thank you, Lord, for being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can you all give him a round of applause? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.